At MIT, administrators are clearing out the school's oldest, oddest dorm. For decades, Senior House, as it's been known, has been a countercultural alternative to the institute's stressful mainstream. But now MIT's chancellor has ordered residents to move out, saying the culture of the house wasn't in keeping with MIT's standards. Max Larkin of WBUR's Edify team has more.
It is pretty labyrinthine.
MIT housing staff are busy cleaning up Senior House after its closure was announced last week. A walk through its hallways is an emotional trip for current residents who treasure the place they call house. Again and again, you see the house's logo, a skull decked out in the colors of the American flag. It's borrowed from the cover of a Hunter S. Thompson book. And beneath it, the slogan, Sport Death. It's also on T-shirts, like the one rising senior Skirma Cervelletti is wearing. She explains what it means to her.
Basically, our take on Carpe Diem, also sort of YOLO, you know, like you only live once.
Cervelletti remembers being unhappy as a teenager in her native Lithuania.
My mom always told me, like, I know you feel bad now, but you're going to go to college, you're going to find a group of people that you belong with.
On a campus visit to MIT, Cervelletti discovered those people at Senior House. And so she decided to enroll.
When I came home, I wanted to cry because I finally felt like I would actually be able to find a home.
Cervelletti has lived inside Senior House ever since, and she's heartbroken that her community is being taken away. Senior House has a decades-long tradition of being proudly unruly. It's literally written on the building's walls. Past residents have painted a museum's worth of murals in bedrooms and down corridors. House rules also allowed for cats and for smoking indoors. But residents say that it's Senior House's culture of care and free expression that attracted large LGBT and minority populations, as well as lots of students who might not normally thrive at MIT. But administrators decided its freewheeling attitude came with unacceptable risks. Last summer, the administration placed Senior House on probation after data showed that its undergraduates took longer to graduate than any others, with only about 60% getting their degrees in 4 years. And shortly after commencement last week, MIT Chancellor Cynthia Barnhart announced that Senior House would be emptied out, with room for only a select few of its students to return next year. Barnhart didn't go into details, but she says Senior House's bad habits weren't changing fast enough.
This is about a year-long effort to eradicate parts of the culture that were very dangerous. And it didn't work.
Next year, the administration imagines a pilot dorm focused on career development and personal well-being in the Senior House space. For many residents and alumni, Senior House doesn't seem especially dangerous. It seems especially safe, a sanctuary on a hyper-competitive campus that can be unforgiving to misfits and hard on mental health. And they have data of their own. MIT lost 12 students to suicide over a recent 10-year period. That's a rate 50% higher than the average at American colleges and universities. But residents say Senior House hasn't experienced a student fatality in 27 years. Resident Gabe Teixeira says that's because community members take care of each other, even to the point of recommending that students who are struggling get help or leave campus for a while.
MIT is a very, very stressful environment, right? And so as amazing as the community is at supporting it, a lot of times it really does necessitate, you know, some time away from the institute to sort of gather yourself.
More than a few residents and alumni credit Senior House with saving their lives during depressive episodes. In that sense, Teixeira says, dismantling Senior House might create a safety problem, not solve one.
We know each other much better than anyone else on this campus. We live next to each other. We can tell when somebody's not doing okay.
That house spirit has turned up in protests this week. Current students and generations of alumni are organizing online and occupying campus buildings, determined to, quote, keep Senior House weird. Chancellor Barnhart says the administration will work one-on-one with dislocated students to find housing that meets their needs, but that the decision to end Senior House, as decades of MIT alumni remember it, is final. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.